The Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did to Sarah as he had promised. And Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the time of which God had spoken to him. We're going to skip now to verses 19 and 20. By his horns, and Abraham went
to signifying belonging to Christ and the people of God. All of these four questions point to a single issue. Does the Christian obtain the Holy Spirit by working the law or by hearing with faith? Again, Paul's point in these opening verses is to remind the Galatians of their conversion and the days since then. Had they forgotten that this came from grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone? Had they forgotten that they were saved by faith and now lived in the power of the Holy Spirit? How could going back to the law possibly improve their position? These words are not directed to those who are yet to start their Christian life. It is written for those who began some time ago and now are in grave danger of trying to live the Christian life in a way that nullifies grace, making the truth of the gospel unnecessary and leading to destruction. These inspired words of Scripture are also directed to us. Just as the Galatians were, we are inclined to look at ourselves and trust in our own achievements rather than relying solely on the cross of Christ. Can doing good works improve your position with God? Will he love you more and be more pleased with you if you read your Bible and pray every day and give money to the church and help the poor? Are you buying into the idea that doing good works is a way of advancing the Christian life? Have you put works where faith belongs? Are you consumed with whether or not your works are superior or inferior to those believers around you in keeping favor with God? The answer to these questions is why Paul so strongly accuses the Galatians, as well as ourselves, of being foolish. The belief that we began the Christian life by faith and can...
It is true that God raises Moses up as the chosen human mediator and deliverer in this account. And Moses is an intriguing, multi-layered character. But it is God who says he will be with Moses in verse 12. It is God who will stretch out his hand and strike Egypt with his wonders in verse 20. And it is the Lord in chapter 14.